टेक्स्ट 11।
सुख नहीं मिलेगा क्योंकि यह धर्म परंपरा से आ रहा है।
This religious principle of this yagya is coming, is based on parampara. Paramparam, one after another after another. So if somebody does not do it out of lust, save the money for my own sense gratification,
इसलिए छोड़ दे कि इसमें बहुत पैसा लग रहा है, द्रव्य व्यय हो रहा है। द्रव्य को बचाने के लिए, पैसा को बचाने,
टू सेव मनी फॉर ग्रीड,
उसका भी शोभन नहीं होगा।
देन ही विल नॉट आल्सो, ही विल नॉट गेट गुड फॉर्च्यून।
दो प्रकार का द्वेष होता है।
द्वेष
हो सकता है कि देवता से,
देयर इज टू काइंड्स ऑफ द्वेष, एनमिटी।
द्वेष बस कोई ना करे।
देयर इज अ, इफ समवन डज नॉट डू इट आउट ऑफ द्वेष, आउट ऑफ एनमिटी or enviousness towards either the demigod or towards those that perform this yagya.
इस तरह से पारंपरियागतम वृद्धाचार परंपरा प्राप्तम, जिसको बड़े बूढ़े गोपों ने किया है।
So in this way, what the elderly gopas in the previous generation there have done, we should continue to do this.
वह व्यक्ति इहम अमूत्र च,
एंड इफ वी डोंट, इफ वी डू नॉट डू दिस आउट ऑफ लस्ट, एनवियसनेस, फियर और ग्रीड, देन इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड द नेक्स्ट वी विल नॉट अचीव गुड फॉर्च्यून।
बात कहे, बहुत फिट बात कहे वास्तव में, लेकिन
एक्चुअली
स्थान पर देवता होना चाहिए भगवान।
Actually, what he has said about parampara is correct. But instead of in the place of Indra, it should be the Supreme Lord. That's where he is going wrong.
बिल्कुल ठीक। परंतु अब सुने सुखदेव जी क्या कहते हैं?
Now listen what Sukhdev Maharaj is saying.
नंदस्य तथान्य साम ब्रजव कसाम इंद्राय मन्यम जनेन पितरम प्राह केशव।
Text 12.
इस प्रकार नंद बाबा ने प्रवचन किया।
In this way, Nand Maharaj gave the lecture, and others supported.
नंद बाबा बोल रहे थे, सब कहे ठीक है कि नहीं।
नंद बाबा was speaking, and the others said yes, yes, very, very correct.
और लोग भी support किए। इसलिए जग कर रहे हैं, जग के अधीश्वर है इंद्र, और पूजा करने से ही।
Some people are doing yagya, and yagya's adhishwar, enjoyer is is Indra, and if you do not do this, you will not have good fortune. But why is this child trying to make us stop this yagya? What is the problem? Some gopas must have said, be quiet, you do not ask questions like that. What is the interest in asking negative questions? But Krishna had asked.
करने पर तो बस खाद्य भूसे भर दिए।
नंद महाराज सेड, इफ इट वी डू नॉट डू इट, वी विल नो व्हाट्स कमिंग।
विनाश होगा। तो ब्रजवासियों की और नंद बाबा की ये बात सुन करके,
हियरिंग दिस फ्रॉम ब्रजवासीज एंड नंद महाराज, कृष्ण स्पोक।
केशव कहते हैं, ब्रह्मा जी और शिव जी को भी बस में रखते हैं।
केशव, ही स्पोक।
शिव जी के सेवक हैं।
केशव, हूज सर्वेंट्स आर personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva.
क्या उद्देश्य था इंद्राय मन्युम जनयन?
What was his?
इंद्र के लिए क्रोध उत्पन्न करने के लिए.
His aim was to make arouse anger in Lord Indra.
कि इंद्र के प्रति ब्रजवासियों का, आनंद बाबा आदि का भी क्रोध हो.
Krishna's idea was not to stop the yagya actually, but he wanted to make Indra angry towards Nanda Maharaj and the gopas.
क्रोध उत्पन्न करने के लिए, मानी इंद्र को क्रोध हो हमारी बात से और यज्ञ न करने से, यज्ञ बंद कराना भगवान का उद्देश्य था, और उद्देश्य वास्तव में यज्ञ बंद कराना नहीं, इंद्र को क्रोध दिलाना। ये जनन,
क्लियर वर्ड इज यूज, मन्युम
उत्पन्न करने।
मन्युम मीन्स टू गिव, टू अराउज एंगर।
तो नंद बाबा ने जो बात कहा है उस बात को जो कि बिल्कुल वैदिक है, सत्य है, वास्तव में उस बात को काटना इसको अच्छा नहीं माना जाएगा.
एक्चुअली व्हाट लेक्चर व्हाट द नंद महाराज हैड जस्ट स्पोकन इट वाज अ करेक्ट आइडिया. इट शुड नॉट बी कट. द परंपरा ट्रेडिशन of performing yagya should not be stopped, otherwise there will be no good fortune. The principle is correct, but the personality is wrong. It should be applied towards the Supreme Lord.
And बोल रहे हैं इंद्र को क्रोध दिलाने के लिए. यह नहीं था कि वास्तव में चाहते हैं कि देवता की पूजा न हो, ऐसी बात नहीं.
The idea was not to stop them to worship a personality, not to remove Indra, and not to stop the worshiping, but he wanted to move Indra, and the personality should be the Giriraj Govardhan.
आगे का जो प्रवचन है मैं इसके लिए सावधान कर रहा हूँ कि वह प्रवचन बहुत खतरनाक है.
नाउ फ्रॉम हियर ऑन लॉर्ड कृष्णा द लिटिल 7-year-old बॉय इज गोइंग टू स्पीक एंड फिलोसफी एंड आई वांटेड टू वार्न यू हियर दैट दिस फिलोसफी इज एक्चुअली वेरी डेंजरस फिलोसफी.
बहुत खतरनाक. उसको हेतुवाद कहते.
इट्स कॉल्ड हेतुवाद. हेतुवाद. Hetu means to argue.
कोई भगवान नहीं है.
To argue, to prove that there is no God like that. It's called Hetuvad.
इसी बात को भगवान कहने जा रहे हैं.
This is what he's about to say. One should hear this very carefully. That karma is puja. Worshipping, work is worship. My shop is my mandir, my temple. And my... The client or the purchaser, he is my lord. To satisfy the customer is the goal of my life.
और हम पुजारी.
And I am the pujari.
पुजारी. ऐसे बोलते हैं ना. That's करके इस बात को कर्म करो कर्म करो कर्म ही.
That's how people talk. Do your karma, do your duties. That's your worship. Work is worship.
भगवान कृष्ण की भी पूजा पूजा नहीं है. कृष्ण के प्रवचन से ये सिद्ध होगा.
इट्स सम पीपल मे आर्ग्यू दैट वर्शिपिंग कृष्ण इज नॉट वर्शिपिंग. हियर ही सेज कृष्ण इज सेइंग हिमसेल्फ वर्क इज वर्शिप.
प्रवचन से ही भगवान की पूजा कृष्ण की पूजा किसी की पूजा नहीं करना. बस अपना काम धंधा करो वही जिलाता है.
योर वर्क एंड do your work that is what feeds you and that's how you make your living. But the Lord's aim was not to speak this philosophy. His aim was to make Nanda Maharaj change his mind and make Indra angry.
लेकिन आगे आप सुनेंगे तो ऐसा लगेगा अरे बाप रे बाप.
But in the coming chapter text, if you hear, you will say, oh my God, what kind of this philosophy is this? The atheists of these days, their enthusiasm will increase many times when they hear this. They'll increase 10 times their enthusiasm. Many times I thought that I will speak this katha in such a way that I don't have to go through this. But then this is an important part of this chapter, so we have to go through this. We have to hear very carefully. Text 13. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
लगे प्रवचन करने सबके बीच में. सब सुनने ही लगे लोग. कृष्ण ही उनके जीवन थे. कृष्ण के
अप टिल नाउ कृष्ण वाज आस्किंग क्वेश्चन. नाउ कृष्ण हैज स्टार्टेड टू स्पीक एंड दे आर ऑल लिसनिंग बिकॉज़ कृष्ण इज देयर लाइफ. They were just listening to what he is saying now. And they like everything they hear from Krishna.
Karmana jayate jantu karmanaiva viliyate sukham dukham bhayam chemam karmanaiva vipadyate. Pitaji,
I am seeing and I have heard. And I've heard and I'm seeing karmana jayate jantu, that the living entity takes his birth according to his karma. Karmana eva priliyate, and because by his karma alone he meets his destruction. And anybody, he gets happiness and distress or fear or good fortune, he gets from his karma. I don't think Indra is doing anything, even zero. You're saying that he does this and he does that, but from looking at what is in front of me, that I should believe or I should believe what... Or what you saying? Everyone is saying he is Ishwar, he is Bhagwan. What Ishwar does? Karma is everything. Because of karma, he takes his birth. Happiness, distress, fear, fortune, everything is karma. In other words, he's saying, I don't believe in. He's not saying directly, but he's saying, according to karma, everything happens. Actually, Krishna wanted that. He wanted that Indra not take worship from Vrijvasis. He was thinking, all my associates, someone's my father, someone is my uncle, elderly gopas. What right does Indra have to take worship from them? It was his aim to make Indra humble, but because of Narlila, his pastime, he did not want to show that he is the Supreme Lord. He is establishing karmavad. Karma is everything. Karma is mother. Karma is father. Karma is Ishwar. He is not saying karma yogavad. He is saying karmavad.
इस संसार में जितने भी जीव हैं अयम जंतु जीव मात्र का कर्मणा एव जायते.
In this world, all the living entities, according to karma, they're taking birth. According to their karma, they're dying.
कर्म से ही सबको सब चीज मिलता है.
Prasadji has written something on this. Let's read.
पिताजी,
my dear father, Brajvasis, I'm telling you something. This imagination of God, some people have just imagined God because of, from their imagination. There is no God. It is all karma. But actually we know karma is jar, material. Ishwar is Supreme Lord, gives the results. He should have just said straight, Indra is not the Supreme I Am. But how can he say he is doing Leela, he doesn't want to expose.
Fear and
here the fear and the distress. Harisari ji is saying,
तथा प्राप्ति अप्राप्ति समभिलसित लसितस्यैव मखिला व्यवस्था मन्ने भवति भूय भोगाय विधितः. पिताजी,
माय डियर फादर, इन दिस वर्ल्ड
सुख दुख
हैप्पीनेस डिस्ट्रेस वेल्थ और बीइंग पोर to love the relatives or be envious of them or the behavior from the friends and enemies, I believe is all because of karma. We see in this world some are wealthy, some are poor, some are happy, some are distressed. Why is the, if there is God, why is He doing this? That God, we don't believe that He has made someone happy, someone distressed, someone rich, someone poor. Why He didn't make everyone the same? I don't believe in that kind of God. There are so many people are suffering in the hospital and he is there playing his flute. We will admit he is God only then when he comes and he wipes our tears when we are suffering. There is actually no God. This is actually the kind of thinking this is. They are very unintelligent people that think like this. This is actually empty philosophy. If somebody has a son, what karma he did to get the son? Actually, the Supreme Lord is awarding the fruits. Just like if somebody is working in a railway line, and he does the work and he gets paid, but the work doesn't give him the money. There's a personality that awards him his pay. He decides how much he is to get, when he is to get. He is the adhikari, he is the decider. But in front of Krishna, who will speak?
वो बाद में आया यार वो हरि सूर्य जी गिना रहे कि सब कर्म से मिलता
है. सो हरि सूर्य प्रभु इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट एवरीथिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स यू गेट फ्रॉम कर्मा व्हाट कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू से.
अमयम इष्ट अन्न मुचितम वासोपि पश्वादय विद्या द्रव्य अजात शत्रु वसति पूर्णायुरेत ध्रुवम प्रारब्धैक निदान मेत दवन नैवान मन्यत कह. फिर भगवान कहते देखिए,
when the Lord says then if someone gets something in this world it's because of his karma. What's he has in his destiny, that is according to what he did in his past. Sometimes people get a very good wife. She can take all his sukh, dukh, and she can help him be delivered from this material world. Sometimes somebody gets a very nice son who can deliver the whole family.
और वर्ष्म अनामय किसी किसी का शरीर निरोग होता.
And sometimes somebody has a very healthy body, he doesn't have a disease in his body. That is also a result of a karma. Karma fruit gives you a good body, good karma gives good body, good wife, good son, enough wealth.
इष्टम अन्नम और भोजन भी जो आदमी चाहता है वो मिलता है.
एंड ही गेट्स गुड फूड. इफ ही हैज गुड कर्मा ही गेट्स गुड थिंग्स टू ईट आल्सो.
और उचितम वास
एंड
गांव घर मकान भी
उसका. एंड द लिविंग प्लेस द विलेज टाउन हाउस
मिलते हैं रहते हैं.
गुड हेल्थी एनिमल्स
विद्या
एजुकेशन द्रव्य वेल्थ
अजात शत्रु वसति.
एंड अजात शत्रु वसति अ प्लेस वेयर ही लिव्स देयर इज नो एनिमीज.
100 वर्ष की जिंदगी.
ही हैज इनफ पूर्ण आयु at least 100 years of good age. So on this earth everything is according to prarabdha, his previous activities. Who is there who will not agree with this?
Aur dekhiye karma nahi hai lalat mein nahi likha hai.
So if karma is not there you will not get it, and if there is written in your forehead you will get it. Here Harisori is explaining what Krishna is trying to say.
Kevale sphuti lalat lekhe bhavat abhipsitam anishtato api aram yeshtato pyanyatha sa rahu ragmat sudha bhogapi jat tada panchatam pibannapi visam bhavo bhui bahu mrityunjaya.
Here he is explaining. If it's in his karma, if it's written, he will get good fruits. And if it's not, he will just like Rahu, he went to drink the nectar of immortality, Amrit. He went to drink and he actually drank it. He drank. But it was not in his karma to live. So immediately as soon as he drank the Amrit, the Sudarshan Chakra cut his throat. So what was the result of drinking the nectar of immortality? He did not live for one more second because it was not in his bhagya, in his karma. Karma, it defeated the Amrit. Rahu's karma defeated the effect of Amrit. He even drank and he still could not survive. Immediately his throat got cut and all the Amrit fell out. So just see, a person who went to drink Amrit, he drank it, but immediately he died. And just the opposite, you see, in the same the ocean was churned, Lord Shiva, he took all the poison in his hand and he drank it. And he did not die. So his bhagya, his destiny was to live despite drinking an ocean of poison. He is immortal. So even the persons who worship Lord Shiva can become immortal. So what can be said? It's all karma. What can God do? At that time, it was God who killed him with the Sudarshan Chakra to Rahu. The Krishna was trying to say what he wanted to say, but the poor, simple-minded gopas, they were listening and they got talked into it. Harisari Maharaj says, in the whole world, if somebody is very simple-minded, it's the gopas. By living with the cows all the time, they have become simple like the cows. So the Lord could very easily stop Indra's worshipping. Oh, everybody, it's all karma. He talked them out of it. Who would not argue? Who will not believe this? Especially in this Kali Yuga. That this kind of philosophy will make the atheists so green and fresh, just like the dried grass or crops, when it gets a little rain it becomes green and fresh. They would love to hear this philosophy.
उनके लिए तो बहुत सी सावन भादो की झाड़ी ही लग जाएगी.
फॉर देम इट विल बी लाइक द रेनी सीजन.
लेकिन इसको हेतुवाद कहते.
बट दिस इज कॉल्ड हेतुवाद.
हेतुवाद का अर्थ होता है तर्कवाद.
हेतुवाद मीन्स तर्कवाद, आर्ग्यूमेंट वाद.
समझाया गया है कि परंपरा ये है शास्त्र.
दिस इज परंपरा.
गाय का गोबर
पवित्र. अकॉर्डिंग टू शास्त्र द काउ डंग इज प्योर.
तर्क करना होगा.
बट दोज हु वांट टू आर्ग्यू.
हेतुवाद वाले तर्क करें.
हेतुवाद पर्सन्स विल से, oh, if the animal's dung is so pure, then what to speak of that brahmana who is so educated and knows all the shastra, how pure his dung must be. And then instead of cow dung, he gets this brahmana's dung and puts all over the floor. What will happen? This is tarkvad, hetuvad.
यहाँ पर जो बोल रहा है कर्म सब करता है, ये करता है, वो करता है, करता है. कर्म जड़ है वास्तव में.
कर्म इज जड़. कर्म इज मटेरियल. इट कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग ऑन इट्स ओन.
व्याख्या हो रही है तो उसी की व्याख्या होनी चाहिए.
वी हैव टू टॉक अबाउट दिस बिकॉज दैट इज व्हाट इज बीइंग सेड इन द भागवतम राइट नाउ.
पिताजी आप इंद्र को कहते हैं कि
सो माय डियर फादर, you saying that Indra takes your worship. In, so I'm asking you, Indra takes worship from you, but the, did he ever come here to eat all this? Now the Gopa should have said yes, they take. Angani yes, Sakalendriya. But when Krishna said, my dear father, where does he live? And father said, he lives in heaven. Then Krishna says, oh, person who lives in the heaven, he comes here to eat the gopas' food? He is the king of the demigods and he wants, he has some want from you? What kind of God is he? He is not Ishwar, he is not God, he is a poor person, he has some want.
He
is hungry, he wants food from you on this from earth.
You're
talking about Indra? Indra himself is unhappy. He has 1,000 eyes, and I've heard sometimes the demigods come, the demons come and attack him and he runs away. What kind of God is this? I heard that Bali Maharaj came and took everything from him. You think he is God? What kind of false thinking are you in? Somebody can come and take over his heavenly kingdom. How can he be God?
आगे वे कहेंगे कि उसकी व्याख्या में विस्तार से.
Later he will say, but right now I will not explain that in full. Lord says, my dear father,
अग्नि जलाता है.
Fire
का भाव अपने आप है ना.
Fire burns. So this is the nature of dharma of fire.
धरणी का पृथ्वी का स्वभाव है सब चीज धारण करना.
So the swabhav of earth is to carry everything. Swabhav, dharma of the wind and water is to run, to flow. And the clouds. The clouds' nature is to give water. So I think I understand that everything is happening according to everyone's swabhav or nature or dharma. Just like if we plant a tomato plant, then the fruit will come. So if somebody is God, why doesn't he make that plant like a big huge tree? But that is the dharma of that little plant. So dharma or the swabhava or nature is most important. But the question is, who made this nature? or Swabhav, or the tree of the tomato plant? Who made? Swabhav, nature means it's his own nature. Krishna is trying to explain. But in the Bhagavad Gita he says himself, he himself says in the Bhagavad Gita that the demons say there is no God. This is what he is saying in the Bhagavad Gita. That he is saying here, there is no God, everything is going on its own. If you actually think that Indra is God, if you think there is some God, first of all there is no God. But if you think that somebody is God, then kartaram bhajate sopi. He can only control those who do karma. If you're considering somebody as God, he can only control those who do karma.
दूसरे लोग कर्म करते हैं तो उसका फल इंद्र देता है. तो पिताजी मैं आपसे एक बात पूछता हूँ, जो कर्म करते हैं उनको फल देता है.
So I'm asking,
करेंगे तो उनको फल नहीं देता.
Those who doing karma, God is giving them the fruits. Those who are not doing karma, so he is not giving them fruits. Indra is not their God, because he can only give reactions to those who do karma. Those who don't do karma, then this is natural argument. If somebody is in a government office,
और जो उससे डिपार्ट से संबंध ही नहीं रखा है, कोई काम नहीं किया उसने, तब
if somebody does some work in a department, he gets paid. But if somebody does not do any work for that department, then so I'm asking you, if somebody does not do karma, what will happen? What will happen to him? But the same Supreme Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, he says, without doing karma, not one moment anybody can live. So one is under the control of the Supreme Lord. This kind of argument, Hetuvad, is very common, very popular. There are some preachers who preach this philosophy. There is no God, they preach this. And if there is, they preach that there is God, then he is impersonal. This is what's going on. So what is God? Impersonal cannot control anyone. Ishwar means controller.
Niyanta, niyaman karta hai. Chahe uske niyaman ka jo bhi upay ho, lekin niyaman karta
hai. Ishwar means controller. Whatever way he does, he is the controller. So these people, they say Ishwar is everywhere. God is everywhere. But he is impersonal. He has no name, no roop, no form. He doesn't talk, he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep. Then these impersonalists, they do the bhajan. The God cannot hear because he doesn't have ears. He doesn't hear. One time I met a man in Dubai. I have seen this myself. He came to ask me. He said, you are a Hindu? I said, yes. He said, these Hindu people, they worship stone, I've heard. Is that true? Hindus worship stone? I said, no, Hindus don't worship stone. I am here, you see. This floor is full of stones and I am walking on it. How am I worshipping the floor? You saw, there is all this, the floor was made of stone, marble. And around the side for decoration, there was big, big stones. Then he was surprised. He saw I'm walking on the stone, but he didn't agree. He said, no, I've heard. Hindus, they worship stone. Then I explained to him that according to the scriptures, the Lord's form is given, and the artist, he forms on wood or clay or on stone, and then we worship. So actually we're not worshipping stone, we're worshipping the Lord. We're not worshipping in stone, but we're worshipping Lord inside the stone. Still he didn't really agree. He did not... I asked him, he had a badge in the airport. I asked him, I said, without this ID card, if you come, will they let you in? He said, no. I said, are you this badge? So, you're not as precious as this badge. If you don't have this badge, they won't let you in. So, talking like this, so I started to tell him about the Archa Vigraha, that the Lord enters in the stone and he accepts our worship, he accepts our food we offer, the clothing, he listens to our prayers. Still he did not agree, he was a Muslim. Especially I told him to hear, I told him that Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita in Kurukshetra. When he said, God talks, how he speaks, how can he speak? He doesn't have a form, how he can speak? In that time, it was suddenly it became time to read his namaz, the Muslim scripture. And everybody sat down to read their namaz. So I was chanting Maha Mantra gently on my beads. So when the namaz finishing, reading was finished, he came back to me. He came to me and started talking again. And I was hoping he will go away and I... But he came back. So I told him, He said, you say the God hears, and I said, yes, God hears. He said, how does he hear? Then I asked him, just now, I heard you reading your scripture. You were saying something to God, you were praying something? He said, yes. Now, reading namaz means you're saying something to Allah. So do you believe he doesn't hear? So if he doesn't hear, it's a waste of time reading. What is this? What's the use of this? We're saying something to God and he doesn't hear, then you're wasting your time. Then he says, I think maybe he hears. I said, yes, of course he hears. That's why you offer prayers. He said, yes. He said, yes, he hears. He hears. Then I asked him, what does he hear? How does he hear? Then he said, how do you hear? I said, I hear with my ears. Then he said, okay. Now he got caught. He asked me, how do you hear? I said, my ears. And I said, then God must be hearing from ears also. He said, yes, he must be hearing with his ears. Then I said, Lord hears, you believe it now? He said, yes. So God has ears. According to you, Allah has ears. He said, yes, without ears, how he'll hear? But he didn't know that God can also hear without his ears. He can hear with different senses. But according to him, yes. Okay. God can hear, we it's proven. Now, does he speak also? He says, I don't know. I have never heard him speak. I said, don't worry, but if you think if he wants to speak, he can speak? He said, how he'll speak? So, I said, so you agree he speaks? How he'll speak? And he said to me, how do you speak? I said, from my mouth. So it slowly we proved that God has ears, he has a mouth to speak. So does he have feet to walk? He makes the world, he creates the world, so he must have hands, he must have eyes. And in that time, it was month of December, but he started to sweat. For that country, it wasn't so cold. Mia Sahab started to sweat. I didn't say anything new. He proved it himself. We came to the conclusion that God has eyes, ears, feet, hands. Then he said with his own mouth, he said, now I understand that Hindus, they worship God. Not a stone. He gave me his phone number, his office number, his card. Then in the end, I asked him, what's the time? I had to catch my flight. He said,
उसके पहले हमसे पूछा था कि तुम इमाम हो.
Before that he asked me, you priest? I said, yes, I'm a priest. Imam means a religious person. He asked me, are you an imam? And I said, yes. So when I asked him, you have time, what's the time? Then he said, you're an imam and you don't have a watch? Then how do you read your namaz? You don't keep a watch and you're an imam? So he immediately went to the gift shop and he bought a $50 watch and gave me as a gift. And he, US dollars, $50 watch. And he preached to me, he said, you must read your namaz on time. He was impressed and he started to understand. And after this I did not go, but it's a fact that there is a God and he has a form and he's transcendental. He has ear, nose, head, everything.
पश्यन्ति पान्ति कलयन्ति चिरं जगन्ति. यह मानना धरल ले कि ईश्वर निराकार है.
To say that God is impersonal, it's the same as saying there is no God. Those people that say there is a God but he has no form, it's the same as saying there is no God. They're just making a drama, trying to be look like a religious person.
निराकार कुछ तो ऐसे है ये मानते हैं कि ईश्वर है लेकिन हमको क्या कर रहा है.
Some people they say, okay, there is a God, but he's impersonal. And some people say, there is a God, but what do I have to do with him? What is he doing for me anyway? What relationship I have with him and what I... Nothing. And some people say, by believing in God, there's only have been wars. He's the war maker. There's so many different religions and people fight because of differences in religion. So many wars have been. You have heard, Christians and Muslims, there have been so many wars. Then they say, to believe in God is the basis of wars. Better you don't believe in God and you just work, take care of your family, make money, enjoy yourself. War is from a person's ignorance. So Krishna wanted to make Indra angry. And so he is making these arguments. These days sometimes people say, whatever work you're doing, do it on time, but that is your puja.
Karma hi puja.
Karma is puja. Work is worship.
ये बात अगर मान ली जाए कि कर्म ही पूजा है तो करते जाओ कर्म करते जाओ और ऑफिसर से जो वेतन आदि देने वाला है उसे कोई संपर्क ना रखे.
So if you say work is worship, karma is puja, then keep doing your work, but don't expect any money from your officer.
तब तुमको मिलेगा कर्म का फल.
Then will you get the fruits of your karma?
कर्म क्या करेगा? जैसे दूसरों को देखा कि भाई कोई आदमी रेलवे की पटरी को सीधा कर रहा है.
Just karm won't do. Just like you see one man is laying the railway sleepers. So if there is an Ishwar in that department, there's an officer, he is engaged him, he is giving him his payment. But if somebody just goes up and start doing things and expects to be paid, he will just get punished perhaps. Same karma he is doing. But the other person is registered by the government. There is a need for Ishwar, God. God is giving the results of your karma. Karma itself cannot do anything. If karma was giving fruits, that same karma, why does not it give fruit to another person? If somebody has one job and he tells his friend, you also just go and do it. Go put the railway sleepers and pick up stones and put it here. And start. Or go in the train and start checking people's tickets. They will just catch you and they'll put you in the jail. So where is the result of the karma? According to karma, Ishwar, Supreme Lord, is giving the fruits. Oh, who has seen God by nature? Rain comes. Sometimes we see the ocean is full of water and still the rains are coming. Those who do not worship Indra, even there rain is coming. Suppose Krishna is talking like this. Where there are no devotees of Indra, so does it not rain there? where there people don't believe in God, does it not rain there? It is very easy to give arguments. But this section of the Lord's lecture is not to be taken seriously.
यहाँ तो ठीक है, गोवर्धन की पूजा किया जाए, यही गौओं को घास देते हैं, पानी देते हैं, श्यामजी।
Up to here it's correct. We should worship Govardhan because Govardhan is feeding the cows and everything. Therefore, we should worship Govardhan. So in this way, if everybody leaves the worship of God and they worship their factory, their tractor and their mills, is this puja? Is this worship? But Krishna here, he stopped Indra, but he lifted Govardhan Hill. Anybody else who stopped puja like this, he would have died.
So,
we will read each shloka very carefully. What Nanda Maharaj has spoken, actually that is correct. There are so many things. The Lord said, is this in Shastra or are you doing this because you saw others do it? It's not necessary that everything we do has to be written in the Shastra. So those who have new devotees, do you think they will have to study the Vedas then chant Hare Krishna? It's like sometimes people argue, why we can't eat onion and garlic? This is not meat. But you should argue, you should not argue, you should accept it. These, those elderly persons and more experienced persons, they're telling you we do not eat onion, garlic, even though it's vegetables. We should accept it. But here what Krishna is saying is quite fit, that if, even though it's coming in parampara, but if something that is incorrect has been done by our previous ancestors, so should we continue to do that? But Nanda Maharaj is saying, we have received from our family parampara. But just because you have received from the family parampara, it does not necessarily mean it is the correct thing to do. Some people, you can say that we have been walking on our feet, that our previous ancestors have told us to do this, so we've been father and son, we have this knowledge, then we walk with our feet. So maybe we should try something new now, maybe we should walk on our heads. Suppose somebody listens to this person and start to walk on their head, how much will they walk? Because it does not say in the Shastra that you should walk with your feet. But if it's not written in the Shastra, but with our nature and parampara, we've been walking on our feet, so we cannot change that. Somebody might say, we've been walking for so long on our feet, let's walk on our hands, do Sirsasana and keep walking. This is a very entertaining thing for the world.
ईश्वर क्या कर रहा है.
That everything is happening with our karma. Who, what does God do anyway?
यहाँ वाता नहीं है कि यहाँ बहुत दुख है, ये है. हमसे एक व्यक्ति पूछे.
He doesn't come here because there's so much suffering here.
दुनिया में इतने लोग दुखी
हैं. One person asked me, in this world there's so many suffering people. Still, your Bhagwan, your Lord, he so aloof, he stays in his loka and plays his flute and enjoys himself. I told him, so what do you want him to do? Come and embrace you around the neck and cry at the same time as you? What kind of father he is, they say. That he is doing his Rasleela, enjoying while I am suffering. What kind of God is he? And I just told him that's the kind of God he is. Even if he wanted to be unhappy, he cannot be because he's completely Satchidananda Vigraha. He is always in Ananda. If you think about Nanda Maharaj's speaking, his lecture, such a simple understanding he has. He said somebody has made this world, somebody has made this water. We must worship that God. Once a year, what is the big... Once a year we should do his worshipping to show our gratitude.
इसलिए सब चीज वही भगवान ही दिए हैं, इंद्र भगवान दिए हैं, तो उन्हीं के दी हुई वस्तुओं से ही हम उनकी पूजा.
He is saying everything. He was saying everything is given by Lord Indra from his rain. So we are offering those foods and milk and grains to him.
इंद्र के द्वारा दी गई वस्तुओं से ही उनकी पूजा.
So the things that he has given, the same things we are using to worship him.
बोल करके नंद बाबा को पोट लेना कौन बड़ी बात है.
Everything is okay. Krishna is very intelligent, very smart at speaking. So he could easily convert his father. Some gopas were objecting. There were two groups.
Kesaransh par nirbhar karta hai. Kuch logon ne kaha ki nahi, dusra yagya nahi hoga.
Some people said, no, we will not do another yagya. We are not so rich. So much. Some people.
इंद्र का यज्ञ हो जाए और बेटा कह रहा है तो इसके लिए भी यज्ञ गोवर्धन पूजा हो जानी चाहिए.
And some people said, Indra's yagya is going on, but because Krishna is our Krishna is saying, so we should do something for his Govardhan puja also to make him happy.
कह रहा हूँ भी कोई दिन निश्चित करके कर दिया.
So let's fix a day and do that also.
दूसरे लोग कहे. ये रोज रोज यज्ञ ही होता रहे.
And some other gopas said, every day we cannot do this this kind of yagya. We don't have so much wealth.
आपका बेटा है, आपको आप रोज यज्ञ कराइए.
He is your son, and to please him, you will make us do another yagya. We cannot do that.
तब कृष्ण जब विवाद सुने तो मैं तो कहते हैं.
When Krishna heard this argument, he said, my dear father. Whatever things you have arranged for Indra Puja, just use the same things for worshipping Govardhan Hill.
Puja के लिए सामान जुटाया गया है, उसी सामान से गोवर्धन जी की पूजा की. नया खर्च में बढ़ाने के लिए.
You don't. I am not telling you to have more expenditure or do the whole thing again. Just do it now. He's saying Govardhan is very practical devta. He's very practical. You will see that this Govardhan deity, he will eat. He will eat everything, you will see. And this Indra, you've never seen in your life that he actually ate everything. So this Govardhan is a very practical devta. You will see. First of all, he is a demigod and you are humans. He does not even put his foot on the ground. But this Govardhan, he is so merciful that he will eat. He is standing right here in front of you. you will see that he will eat everything. And on this side, with the Brajvasis, Krishna is offering obeisances. And as Govardhan Hill, on the other side, he is eating everything. In his Chaturbhuj Roop, in his four-armed form.
So when they
offered to Govardhan in the beginning, he was not eating. Some gopas said, this Krishna, he stopped us from worshipping that other devta, and he's made us worship this mountain, this deity, this devta. You think he will eat? Then the Lord thought, if this Govardhan does not eat, I have to prove my words right, that he has to actually eat. So he started in his forearm form, started eating everything personally. Radharani was, some Brajvasis, Radharani was seeing Giriraja as Shyamsundar, and the others saw him as forearm form. And he started to eat a whole pot, whole mountain of food. But this forearm form had Krishna's face. So they're seeing that here Krishna is offering obeisances, and over there in this forearm form, Krishna is. He's in Krishna's face, he's eating everything. With his four arms, he's lifting things and eating. Some gop sakhas like Madhu Mangal, they all shouted, oh, this, yeah, use a swear word, this sala, this Govardhan is eating everything. He's not going to leave anything for us. We're all going to starve. And Krishna said, be quiet, don't talk like this. Everybody offer obeisances. Krishna is offering obeisances to Krishna. And he is making everyone offer obeisances also. All these leelas have been sung in great, great detail by a poet called Surdas. A small part of that, those poems we are going to sing here. On page 6.
Shuru mein,
in the beginning, Nanda Baba, I am telling you what's in these poems. In the beginning, Mother Yashoda is reminding Nanda Maharaj that look, the time has come to worship Indra Puja, and none of you are doing anything. She's reminding them.
Nanda Maharso kahat Yashoda Surapati ki puja visarai. Tabu puja visar diye.
You all have forgotten his puja.
Bhitar jaki dini bhai badai.
By whose mercy? You have become the king of this place, and so much milk and yogurt, and thousands of machines are going, mathanis are going for churning butter. By whose mercy? We have got so much grains and wealth, by whose grace I have got this beautiful son. May our son, sons Krishna and Balram, be always well. She's saying the day has come, you have to make offerings, we have to do puja.
अपने अपने टोल कहत ब्रजवासियां
everybody in your own villages
इंद्र की पूजा का समय आ गया सब सामान
everybody in your bullock carts bring ingredients from your homes and we will collect them here
गोपन कै आनंद फिरत उन्मद अधिकाई ये सब तैयारी करते करते दीपावली आ गई
and for making all these preparations Diwali came and day after Diwali was to be Govardhan puja
mangal char sat tat
in this every house this was going on
Diwali ke din to 7 barash ka saanwala nand baba
so 7 year old Krishna is talking to Nanda Baba.
Varas ko saamro khelat nand duar baith nand upar nand bole brishbhanu pathaye surpati puja det janitah govind aaye nand baba ne sabko bulaya
nand baba brishbhanu ji called everybody nand upanand brishbhanu they all sat down
खेलते खेलते वहां पर गोविंद आ गए
एंड प्लेइंग गोविंद अराइव देयर
संक्षेप में पहले कह रहे हैं बहुत विस्तार से आगे बढ़ना होगा
देयर इज अ वेरी लॉन्ग पोएम आई एम समराइजिंग
करहीं कही बाबा यह बात अरे कुशल लागी एक मंत्र उपई हो सटरस भोजन साज भोग सुरपति को दई हो भगवान नंद बाबा ने कहा बेटा
नंद बाबा से माई डियर सन You be well. For we're praying for your well-being. We're going to offer a huge feast for Indra. You go and play.
नंद कहो चुचकारि के जाई दामोदर सोई बरस दिवस को दिवस है महा महोत्सव होई चुचकार
करे. नंद बाबा is doing like baby now go to sleep like that chuchkarna he's saying you go to sleep my dear son and this day comes once a year
ek purush mohi aaya aaj sapno nish din ho
so govinda says my dear father brajvasis everybody listen last night I saw a dream I came to tell all of you
एक सपना देखा सपना में एक पुरुष आया
He said, I saw a dream. In my dream, I saw a man.
सब देवन को देवता गिरिगो वर धनराज ताहि भोकिन दीजिए सुरपति को कहा काज तू देवता आए मैंने देखा
He came.
पर्वत ही देवता बन गया
He came and I saw that the Govardhan became that person.
सबसे श्रेष्ठ है उनको ये सब भोग दीजिए सुरपति को
And this person was saying that among all the gods, this Govardhan is the best. So you should do offer the feast to him.
यह पर्व विद्यमान नैन अपने किन देखो जो भी गाय पुत्र या दूध दही बढ़ा है गोवर्धन के कारण या उत्सव
He was saying whatever cows milk yogurt and wealth you have it is because of Govardhan
मैं आंख से देखना चाहता हूं तुम देखत बलि खाइबो
He was saying this festival should be and I want to see with my own eyes
देखते हैं आपके सामने गोवर्धन जी खाएंगे और आप लोगों को मांगा फल देंगे
And he said to me that this god Govardhan in front of your eyes he'll eat everything and he'll bless you with whatever you want whatever boon you want he will bless you
kushal chahiye to Govardhan ki aap log puja kijiye seva kijiye
my dear father if you want mangal if you want good fortune you should worship Govardhan hill
bhajan baache mein krishna ki baat sun karke gop sab mil karke aur bahut samaan le chale Govardhan ji ke liye saath mein baaje baj rahe the
By hearing, after hearing Krishna's of his dream, Nanda Maharaj and all the gopas took all the preparations to Govardhan Hill, and at the same time there was a big band playing, so much music was playing.
Ik tau ban hi ban chale ek jamuna tat bhir ek na paino paavahi umare phirat ahir. Koi koi jamuna ji kinare kinare chale, koi
some walked along the Jamuna, some walked along the road, and they were all singing.
Some ahir log gwaap gwaal log ki unka pair zameen par nahi pad raha.
They were so happy and so blissful, as if they were not on the ground.
Ek ghar te uthi chale ek ghar ko phir jahi gaavat gun gopal gwaal umge na samahi. Koi ghar ja raha hai, koi ghar se aa.
Someone was going in the house, someone was coming out of the house, and they were carrying things here, carrying things there. All the gopas, they look like a big ocean running here and there. So many gopas. And Giri Govardhan was looking like Mandara mountain. And all around Govardhan is gopas, looking like ocean. And what are those jewels that came out? It was like churning the ocean. The Mandara mountain, the Govardhan was like the Mandara mountain, and all the gopas around the Govardhan from all the villages looked like the ocean. And the jewels that came out of churning the ocean were the gopis. They looked like jewels, so beautifully dressed with jewelry and colorful clothes. They looked like the jewels that came out of churning the ocean. And it looked as if Krishna was churning the ocean with this. This understanding is of churning the mountain. It is like they were, all the gopas were running here and there, and the gopis were shining here and there. It looked like they came out of the ocean.
Braj chaurasi kos pher gopan ke dera lave chauvan kos aaj braj raj basera. 84 kos braj hai.
84 kos braj.
Usme to brajvasiyon ka basera tha.
And in out of that 84 kos, 54 kos was the living place of these brajvasis.
दीन है सबन मझार कौतुक देखन देवता आए लोक विसार. सबके मन में था कि कृष्ण को ही देखेंगे, कृष्ण की बात सुनेंगे, और इस कौतुक को देखने के लिए देवता आए अपने अपने लोक.
Everyone thought we will do what Krishna says, we will see what Krishna says, and to see all this big like a fair, all the demigods, they came down to look at this wonderful event.
नीन्हें विप्र बुलाए जग आरंभन कीनो सुरपति पूजा मेटि भोग गोवर्धन दीन्हों. तो पुरोहित आदि आए ब्राह्मण.
So the pujaris came, brahmanas came, and instead of offering the puja to Surapati, to Indra, they started offering the puja to Govardhan.
सदिवारी प्रातही सब मिल पूजन जाए आनंद प्रीत जो मानही सब दे खत बलि खाए. दीपावली बीतने के सवेरे दिवस दिवारी प्रातही सब मिल पूजन जाए आनंद प्रीत जो मानही सब देवन बलि जाए.
It was the morning after Diwali.
सबके देखते देखते गोवर्धन जी बलि खाना चालू किए थे.
And in front of everybody, Govardhan started to eat. There's a shila, a place in Govardhan. It's called Mukharvind. That is considered the mouth of Govardhan. They poured milk, then they poured water. This is what Krishna had taught them, very big devta, demigod. Very big deity. And as big as Giriraj was, almost that big was the mountains of food. Kheer, dal, rice, puris. There was like a big kunda. Dal was like a big kunda, big pond. And kheer, sweet rice, was like a big kunda, big pond. And Giriraj was eating everything. Big, small gopas, everyone was in ecstasy. Govardhan was with all his arms, he was lifting different foods and putting it in his mouth. It looked like he is another Krishna. Radharani is telling Lalita. Radharani is telling Lalita, look, Krishna is holding his father's finger and he's also eating. Lalita says to Radharani, let's go see. But Lalita and Sri Radha can see that Krishna is holding his father's hand and he's eating. They're describing the beauty of Krishna.
श्याम की शोभा गिरी भयो गिरी को शोभा श्याम श्याम से गिरी की शोभा हो रही है गिरी से श्याम की शोभा हो रही है
श्याम इज लुकिंग ब्यूटीफुल लाइक द गिरी एंड गिरिराज इज लुकिंग ब्यूटीफुल लाइक द श्याम
भारत का पर्वत बन गया जैसी कनकपुरी जो दिव्य रत्नन सो छाई कनकपुरी जो दिव्य रत्नन सो छाई बड़े दिन हो प्रभात छा पूर्व चली आई चहु और चक नंद ही कहत जसोदा रानी सुरपति पूजा तुम ही भुला बिल्कुल शुरू में एक नंद फिर जसोदा जी पर
इन द यशोदा इज सेइंग अगेन Rani is saying again to Nanda Maharaj, I got busy in the house with all the work and you forgot the worshipping of Indra. Nanda Rani keeps saying this again and again. Now Nanda Baba is become sorry that he didn't worship Indra.
नंद कहो सुधि भली दिवाई मैं तो राज काज मन लाए अच्छा हुआ तुमने याद दिलाया मैं तो
he said good thing you reminded me
कुल देवता सुरति बिसराई मैं यही अधमाई करता हूँ घर के काम धंधे में पड़ा हूँ और कुल देवता की पूजा बिसारती
I also forgot
यह लोक बड़ाई गांव दशक सरदार कहाई जलधि बुंद ज्यों जलधि समाई माया जहाँ की तहाँ बिलाई सूरदास यह कह नंद राई चरण तुम्हारे सदा सहाय वहीं से कहने लगे पूजा विनय करने लगे
He started praying from there to Indra. Indra has given me this kingdom. Yashoda is telling Nanda Maharaj, everything is given to you by Indra. Even Kamsa respects you because of Indra. It's Indra's blessing. And the gopas, they think very highly of you.
तुम घर मथिये सहस मथानी ग्वारी न रहई
हंड्रेड्स एंड हंड्रेड्स ऑफ योगर्ट चर्नर्स इन आर इन योर होम
तुम उपजतउ नहीं के पात्रिन उपजतउ नहीं के
ऑल द ग्रास ग्रोज बाय हिज मर्सी
सुरती भुलानी तो बहुत बढ़िया गाया जा सकता है
दिस प्रेयर कैन बी दिस पोएम कैन बी संग वेरी नाइसली
हजारों मथानी चल रही है
थाउजेंड्स ऑफ लेडीज आर चर्निंग बटर
यशोदा
इज सेइंग
नंद मन में तब यानी सत्य कहती तुम देव कहानी यशोदा जी कहते हैं कि नंद बाबा ने कहा तुम सत्य कहो
नंद बाबा सेड यस यू आर राइट बाय इंद्रस मर्सी एंड ब्लेसिंग वी हैव ऑल दिस
एक
महाराज सेंट फॉर वृषभानु ही सेंट वन गोपा टू गेट वृषभानु टू कम एंड कॉल उपनंद This is in the beginning. This is before all happened.
प्यार है पृष्ठ आठ पर कौन का
This was before the worship.
The
Mother Yashoda had called all the gopis to come to her house and churn butter. They asked, why are we doing all this? And she said, don't you remember? Everybody has forgotten. We're going to worship Indra. She engaged all the gopis to churn butter and make preparations. And when all the gopis went back to their homes, Mother Yashoda prayed to Indra, I am so sorry. We had forgotten about this. And the day had come and we had forgotten about this puja. We have made big mistake. We don't know anyone but you. You are our devta. We, Lord Indra, we don't know anybody else to provide us with all this.
Yes.
Yashoda is having all these sweetmeats made, and she's very careful that Krishna should not come and make it contaminated by tasting it. So she has Krishna away from that place.